friends, I want to start today with Reb Chaim in Hilchas Bias Migdash. I have one copy here. If anybody is interested in making another copy or taking a picture of it, and I believe that this Reb Chaim should be studied not only in a Derech HaLimud Shir, it's a very beautiful, outstanding example of a Derech HaLimud, but also for Chodesh Kislev. So since it's the month of Kislev, I thought this would be an appropriate way of beginning. The Rambam writes the following: Hadlokas HaNeros Shera Bizarim. That a non-Kohen can fulfill the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam goes on to say that although it sounds like b'di'eved, you know, k'shera b'zarim, the Rambam says that there is a situation in which a zar, as far as hadlokas ner sheba b'mikdash, is l'chatchila. There's no difference between a kohen and a zar. How so? Says the Rambam, if you want to take a picture of this, the Rambam says, Im hetiv ha-kohen es ha-neros. The kohen went ahead and did the hatova, meaning he prepared the neros in the menorah, and that's obviously a kohen requirement. And then he took the menorah out of the heichal, votzion l'chutz. Now keep in mind that a zar is not allowed to go into the heichal, only a kohen is allowed into the heichal. But here in this case, how could you have hadlaka bizar? The answer is, says the Rambam, the Kohen, after preparing the hadlaka, he took the menorah outside of the heichal, lechutz, umuta lezar ladlikon. And in such a case, the zar could muta. This is not a b'dievet, this is a lechatchila. It's okay, it's absolutely permissible for the zar to light the candles. Says the Ravid, Omar Avram Hiflik, he went too far. Kisha Omar Mutal Lazar Ladlikon. Ella She'imid Likon Ksheros. Now, as the Ravid insists that this is a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah that's incumbent upon a Kohen for the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says, Ba'aloschas HaNeros, which is a command that's addressed to the Kohanim. But the Eved, we say that it's kosher bizar, because hadlaka is not like the other avodos. It's ksheira bizar. However, nehi, this is the way the Reb Chaim explains or embellishes the Raven, nehi d'adlaka lav avodahi, which means in hilchas kashrus or psul, lo mifsal al yidei zar. So if the zar lit the menorah, that's not possible. Avol mikol makom mitzvah subakoyim. L'chatchila should be done by a kohen. K'siv kra, the pasuk is explicit. Ba'alos chas haneros, which addresses Aaron HaKohen and Aaron Ubanov. V'alkein, therefore l'chatchila also l'zar ladlikon. Rakeva the psula the zar lesa. There's no psul zarus in this case of adlokas near shebenora, because it's not an avoda. Therefore, b'di'eved it's kosher. But to say that muta l'zar ladlikon, says the Ravid, that's going too far.
Does he think it's Me'ilah or not?
Say it again?
Does he think it's Me'ilah?
No. Me'ilah is only by someone who takes for his own benefit. Here he's doing it for the sake of the Mikdash. But the question is that l'chatchila the way to fulfill the mitzvah? In a sense, he's usurping the mitzvah of the Kohen, because it's the Avodas HaKohen to light the menorah. And therefore, b'di'eved, there's no psul, because in Hilchas Psul, we apply the principle of avoda psula bizar, but hadlaka lav avodahi, and therefore it's ksheira bizar. But nevertheless, it undermines the mitzvah. So if you're talking about whether or not the hadlaka was meaningful and effective, is there any obligation to replace this hadlaka with a different hadlaka? The answer is, the Ravid agrees, no. There's no need to replace this hadlaka, it's ksheira bizar. But if you ask me a different question, are you allowed to appoint a czar to be modeled with the Neros, the answer is no, because then you're taking away from the Kohen's mitzvah. And Reb Chaim sees it as his goal, his responsibility, to defend and analyze the Shita Saramba. Vasha Yira Lomar Bozeh. He says the Be'emes Gama Rambam Sfir Lekein. The Rambam agrees to the Raiva to be a Sod Hach Mitzvah, the essential definition of the Mitzvah of Baloschas Aneros, is Dafka Bekoin Lechatchila. The Rambam doesn't disagree with that very basic premise. However, where does the Rambam Chab Kol Zeh? When is that applicable? Kishem Madlik Bifnim. If the menorah is inside the heichal, then the kohen is obligated in the mitzvah of hadlocha. Masha ein kein b'hotzion lachutz. If the kohen did the hatova and he prepared the menorah for lighting, and now he removed the menorah to chutz. But by the way, in Mikdash Rishon that would have been a challenge because it was very heavy. But in Mikdash Sheni, let's say it was made of eights, the Gemara in Titus, right? Anyway, that's just my own addition. Anyway, he says, Etzem Maisa Hadloka Bishat Libishaita Lo Havi Maisa Mitzvah Klal.
You said before that Avodah is also for Zah. Is that only
impossible
because, no, is it because of the Pnim or is another reason? Why is Zah
You could have avodah on the mizbeach achitzoni, and yet it would be possible bizarre. I wouldn't say that the psul of zaris is limited. Limited to the heichal.
Zar can't come into the ezras. There's no way the mizbeach is. Even the
mizbeach achitzoni. I just was saying something else. What I'm saying is that I wouldn't identify the. I wouldn't want to limit the psul of zaros to lifnim. I think as whenever you define something as an avodah, then by definition, a zar is posel.
So why is hadlocha not part of the avodah?
Because it's not a ma'isa avodah. The ma'isa avodah has to do with the mizbeach, not with the menorah. Do you follow? Avodah is only that which is relevant to the mizbeach. Like, for example, Kabbalah Saddam, or Halacha Saddam, or Zrika Saddam, all those are avodos.
So, on what basis?
Question is, for example, Hanocha in Bikurim, Al Gabi Mizbeach, whole Pluto, where that's called an avodah, it's a Ksheir Bizarre, where you need a Kohen. In other words, the concept or the definition of the halachic status of an avodah has to be understood in many ways. But the Gemara says that hadlaka is not an avodah. So again, even though the Tzar had no right to usurp the mitzvah of the kohen by lighting the menorah, but nevertheless it's kshera because it's not an avodah and it's kosher bizar. Why does the Rambam say that? Mutal chatchila that we can appoint this tsar as the madlik of the menorah, isn't he stealing the mitzvah of the kohen? Why does the Rambam allow that lechatchila? Says Reb Chaim, if you read the Rambam carefully, he only allows it lechatchila in the following circumstance, namely that the menorah was brought b'chutz, and therefore he says the mitzvah of baloschas hanoros el mul pnei hamenorah. The Maisa Hadlaka, which is a mitzvah, is limited to Bifnim. Only in the Heichal. Now the menorah is outside. So what happens to the mitzvah of Hadlaka Sa menorah in this particular circumstance where the menorah is outside the Heichal? He says, Kevan the mitzvasi dafka beheichal. Therefore, the Hadlaka itself is not called the Maisa Mitzvah, because the Maisa Mitzvah of Alos Saneris is where? In the Heichal. Here he's lighting it where? Outside the Heichal. Also, when in this case will the mitzvah be fulfilled, and how will the mitzvah be fulfilled? If that luck is taking place outside the Heichal, and that's not called a mitzvah, then what is the mitzvah? Says Reb Chaim, V'rak acharkach, later on, kishahi, when this menorah is omedes d'luka, it's already lit, then he brings it into the Heichal, bimkoma, v'oz havikiyu mitzvasa. So you hear the Kiyum HaMitzvah is achieved by bringing the lit menorah into the Heichal.
Hanochah is a mitzvah.
Excellent, beautiful. Hanochah is a mitzvah. That's why I was telling you that we have to learn this from Chaim and Chodesh Kislev.
The whole thing seems like a very question answer. Why Shechita Kosher Bizarre? Because it doesn't say Vishachan HaKoyin. By the Kabbalah, the Allah, the Zrika, it always says HaKoyin.
Right.
But it doesn't say by the Shechita, it just says Vishachan.
Right, so Shechita is also Ksheir
B'Zar. So by Halakha Zeneris, it's the same thing. Baloscha, it doesn't say
Baloscha, which is the Maisa Adlokha, that's addressed to Aaron Ubana.
But it doesn't say Vihidli Kakoin.
So Reb Chaim is going to say that if it doesn't say Vehidlek HaKohen, the Rambam understands that there is a case where you could have Hadlokas HaZar, and the Kohen will still fulfill his mitzvah of Balos HaSaneros. Right. How is that possible? The Kohen is not lighting the menorah.
But the basic...
Wait. So Herb, so what's the answer? What's Reb Chaim's answer?
The menorah.
Yeah, that since the menorah is already Deluka, albeit Bachutz, and the Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlaka of Aloska was not fulfilled, but nevertheless, the Mitzvah is to equip the Hechel with a Ner Dolok. And you rightfully identify that with Hanoch, but you're already a light year ahead of me. But before we get to that, the point of Reb Chaim is that Reb Chaim is basically presenting two alternative definitions to the Mitzvah of Hadlaka Saner. One definition of Hadlaka Saner is the Maisa Hadlaka is the Mitzvah, and finito. That's what I call the Gavra. The other definition is that the Hechal, the Chefz of the Hechal, has to be equipped with a Ner Dolok. And in that sense, the mitzvah is in the chefza. Again, Reb Chaim doesn't use that term. So Reb Chaim says that the chiddush of the Rambam is that the ma'isa mitzvah is just a technicality; it's just a means to an end. But the real mitzvah of Balos Chasaneris is el mul pnei amenorah yairu, that there should be el mul, meaning in the heichal, a menorah dluka. And therefore, Reb Chaim holds that in this very strange set of circumstances, where the hadlaka, where the menorah was taken chutz, and as far as lighting the menorah b'chutz, there is no mitzvah whatsoever. The mitzvah now becomes bringing the candelabra into the Heichal, and that's something that the Kohen is going to do. So we don't care, says the Rambam, if the Tzar is going to light the candle in this case, because that's not the mitzvah. He's not usurping the Kohen's mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. Even if the Kohen would have lit it outside, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Nor vas. Somebody's calling. Is it urgent?
No, nobody's calling at all.
Oh. Wow. Well, how'd you get this? This is beautiful.
It says a hot tub.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that what we say in the Abaya? Yeah. So now if you take a look, you fast forward to the left column.
What is the question of the Rambam?
The Rambam says the following.
Is it inside?
What do you mean inside?
The lashon.
Oh, the Rambam says the following: Im heitiv akoyin esaneros, that presumably took place inside. Vahotzion lechutz. Then he takes the Neros outside, which means he's taking the menorah outside.
Right.
That's how he understood it. Is muta lezar lahadlika. So Reb Chaim says the following. He says, what's going on? Why is the Tzar okay to light the menorah b'chutz? Hanira. Again, this is the part of the Reb Chaim that I want to use for our Derech HaLimud. He says, Bidasaram. The Svirle the Rambam holds the call Ikarach Milsa that Lokas Haneros ain't a mitzvah be etzem Maisa Hadloka.
Right.
Because if the mitzvah was defined as the Maisa Hadloka, then Bachutz were in trouble. Because that doesn't qualify as a Maisa Hadloka. Kim Ikar Mitzvasahi Sheyu Haneros Dlukim Tomin, I think he means in the Heichal 24/7. Ubazesh aneros dlukim hu yisod kiyum mitzvah zu va'alohu dekomar Rambam. That's what the Rambam is referring to when he says that lokas haneros hi atavosam. And if you fast forward a little, he says in this particular case the lav etzem maisad loka hi shemis kaima mitzvah. It's not the maisad loka which is the kiyum mitzvah. The maisad loka only sets up the menorah dluka. And he says at the end that the Raivin didn't understand it that way. The Raivin understood the lechatchila mitzvah b'kohen means mitzvah b'kohen even if the kohen is only going to light the menorah outside. That stage of hadlaka is already a mitzvah, and therefore lechatchila we need a kohen because the mitzvah was given to the kohen. But the Eved, the Raivin says it's ksheir bizarre because it's not an avoda, but the mice has to be the mice of the kohen. So, I think Yechiel was referring, rightfully so, to the sugya in Masechet Shabbos about Ner Chanukah.
Because the right would hold if it was lit by a coin outside, and they brought the menorah back inside, there would be no mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not the...
I don't know. That he doesn't clarify. That's an interesting question. But here I have a sefer called Hari Kedem, and He quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam, in a very atypical way, gives us the whole history of the Takon of Ner Chanukah. And after two full halachas of history, and the Rambam is not a historian, he says, "Mipnei zeh, because of this history, hiskinu chachomim shebaoso hador, sheyu shmonas yomim elu shetchiloso milel chafei bekislov yimei simcha v'halel, umadlikim bahem es haneros ba'erev al pischei abatim." He says the Rambam's language is very strange. The Rambam says, "Madlikim bahem es haneros," during this period of 8 days from Chofei Kislev and on. "Madlikim bahem neros." What do you mean, "Madlikim bahem neros"? The Rambam should have said that these are days of Madlokas haneros. The language of the Rambam, "Madlikim bahem neros," sounds like it was almost a spontaneous kind of ceremonial ritual act on the part of the people, you know, grassroots movements. Shemadlikim em neros. Why didn't the Rambam establish a chiyuv lahadlikas haneros? So again, you'll appreciate this more if you have the lashon of Rambam and you see it inside. Because based on this diuk, if you buy into the diuk and the koshi of the lashon of Rambam, the Rav wants to mechadish an unbelievable chiddush. And he wants to say that in the original Takana, which the Rambam calls Hiskinu Chachomim Sheba Oso Hador, there was no mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Pretty wild. Now, how long was it, historically, from the Nes of Chanukah until the destruction of the Temple? 2 centuries. So the Rav is learning pshat in the Rambam that for 2 centuries there was no mitzvah of hadlok. There was a spontaneous grassroots movement to light the candles. Why? Kedei lefarsem anes. But the mitzvah per se of hadlok only emerges after Churban HaBayis. Now, Rabosai, what does that mean when I tell you that a mitzvah emerges after Churban HaBayis? What's that called in the universe of halacha? Zeichel HaMikdash. There's no such thing, says Rav Soloveitchik, as Zeichel HaMikdash as long as the Mikdash is standing. It was impossible, therefore, for the Chachonim Sheba'os Adar to establish a chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner, because the nature of Hadlokas Ner is Zeichel HaMikdash. Meaning Zeichel what? What does it mean, Zeichel HaMikdash? What mitzvah the Mikdash? The Ner Shebehechel, Valos Chas Haneros. And the Rav insists that the mitzvah per se of Hadlokas Haner, as a separate mitzvah, Zeichel HaMikdash, was only established after the Churban HaBayis. But during these 200 years, people lit the menorah in order to publicize the miracle as part of the essence of the day. What was the essence of the day? Let's read the Rambam again. Umipnei zeh, hiskinu chachomim shebosu ador, shiyu shmonas yomim elu shetchiloso milel chafei bekisav yimei simcha v'halel. These are days of simcha and halel. So the Rav says that the Rambam doesn't mention Hadlokas Neros except as a madlika mahem, as a kind of spontaneous celebration, which is part and parcel of the matrix of Hallel. There are 2 ways that we fulfill, are meant to fulfill the mitzvah of Hallel. Number one is to recite the Hallel itself, and number two is to do any action which will publicize the miracle of Hashem. That's also not Hallel b'peh, but Hallel b'maisa.
So Beisil and Beishamai are arguing about a spontaneous situation.
I don't know. Maybe Beisil and Beishamai are arguing about something that happened after the Churban. When was Beisil and Beishamai? I don't know. You have to know. I mean, the original Hillel Shammai lived during the time of the Mikdash, but I don't know Beisil and Beishamai. I don't know. So anyway, what does he want to gain from this? He wants to suggest that when the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos presents a machlokas as to whether or not Hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah, he says that what's the essence or the yisod of this machlokas? He says the following, that since the takana of Ner Chanukah, as it emerges as a separate independent chova, an absolute obligation, emerges after the Churban as a zecher lemigdash, therefore, he says, Hanocha osa mitzvah. Why? Because the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchos Bias Migdash Halacha Zayin says that Adlokas Haneros Ksherim Bizarim. I don't know why he doesn't refer to Reb Chaim, but he says that, what does this mean? Tema Eich Zar Kosher Lahadlik? He says Ha Mitzvah Sadloka Yimitzvasa Shal Koyin Dechsiv Baloschas Haneros. He says Venira, and he goes on to be Mavar the Shita of the Rambam in Adlokas Nesh of Mikdash, that the mitzvah is what? As Yechiel said before, Hanacha. And that's why the Rambam holds that Adlok itself is only a, you know, a precondition, so to speak, or a means to an end, but the end is that there be Hanacha in the Heichal. The Hanacha in the Heichal is the mitzvah, and that was done by the Kohen. The Tzar only lit the candles, but that's not the mitzvah itself. So if Hanacha mitzvah, which means the mitzvah is in the bayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis HaMikdash, in this case the Heichal, should be equipped with a menorah dluka, then Chanukah, which is a Zeichal of Mikdash, is also a mitzvah of Hanacha. And then he goes on to be mefalpel as to...
Who is the mechaber?
This is Rav Michal Shurkin. I've quoted it many times. And this is based on his notes. You know, the Rav Zichron Levracha was more into what I call Torah Shebaal Peh. I once met a Jew who learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he says that the first day of class... Did I ever tell you this story? His name was Schoenfeld. Is he still alive? He's the chazan in Newton, in the shul in Newton. Yeah. Anyway, so he was in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He said the first, in honor of the first day, he was so thrilled, the first day of Shia, when Rav Moshe came in to give the Shia, that he bought himself a new notebook. This is in the height of the Depression. You know, he was a chashivas. So Rav Moshe comes into Shia and he says to Schoenfeld, well, what is this? So Schoenfeld says, Rebbe, I bought a new notebook to take notes. He says to him, that's for the fifth floor. The fifth floor is where they had the college. He says, we take notes in the college, not in learning. Learning is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Briskins were very sensitive about committing Torah Shebaal Peh to the Ksav. So the Rav published very little in his lifetime. And the few things that he published are mostly philosophical pieces. You know, his halachic pieces are all based on tapes, and nobody even knows where those tapes are. And anyway, so Rav Shurkin took notes. I used to overlook his notes. He wrote like this. I don't even know how you could read his notes. But anyway, he published, it's already three volumes of Hari Kedah. And his brackets also, that's when he says, Omar HaKosev, you know, he adds his own embellishment. But this is part of the text itself. So he says in the name of the Rav, that the man who says, HaNochos a mitzvah, he holds that this is Zechel and Migdash. Then he quotes a fascinating Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Baloska. You familiar with this Ramban? The Ramban is mamish wild, off the charts. The Ramban says, Rashi quotes, Loma nismucha parshas ha-menorah le-parshas chanukas ha-nasiyim. So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, Aaron HaKohen saw the chanukas ha-nasiyim, and his shevet, his Kohen was not. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chayecha l'gdol yizcha to miyuad, you know. It says that Yeshumel. So the Ramban quotes a Medrash, it's called Medrash Yelamdeinu, and the Medrash says that why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menachem, why did he console Aaron with the Chanukah, with the Adlokas HaMenorah? Why not with Avodas Kohen? You know, that Yom HaKippurim and so forth. He gives a whole list. He says, then, all the others are only time-bound. You know, they only exist as long as the Migdash is concerned. But after the Migdash is destroyed, there's no longer a mitzvah of Avodas HaKohen. So that wouldn't have been enough to console Aaron. Avol hadlokas haminora he mitzvah ledoros, bein binyano bein bechurban. So the Ramban says, what's the Medrash talking about? There's no menorah, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah malos lesaneros. What does he mean? Elo lo hiskavein haMedrash lo romas el lechanukas chashmonoi. So Rav Soloveitchik asked the obvious question. They all ask this question. Okay. Well, that's not a mitzvah kohen, and not only that, it's not a mitzvah malos lesaneros. It's a mitzvah for 8 days to light the Ner Chanukah. So the Ramban gives a very strange answer. He says, that this mitzvah that's given to Aaron HaKohen of Balosas HaNeros is going to exist even after the Churban. It'll take on a different form, but it's the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, well, what's that all about? What's got to do with Ner Chanukah? He said, you see one thing, that the Rabban held that Ner Chanukah is Zechel HaMikdash. And Zechel HaMikdash means to extend the Mikdash as if it still exists. Anyway, then the Rav quotes of Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor at the beginning of Perek Vav Mem Adlikin says, Asur l'shtamesh b'ner Chanukah, afilu l'tzorech kiddusha, afilu l'tzorech mitzvah. Now, you're usually a chefetz shal mitzvah, there's an isur bizui mitzvah, so you can't use it for your own purpose. I can't take my strings of tzitzis and use them as a dental floss. That would be bizui mitzvah. But if I want to use it for another mitzvah, then I'm allowed. So the Baal HaMor says, like, let's say he's eating a sud on Leil Shabbos, so he lit his Chanukah candles on Erev Shabbos, and now he comes home and the candles are still lit, and he wants to use the light of the Ner Chanukah to embellish the suda, right? So he says, no, even l'shem mitzvah you're not loose. Why? And he writes, Hafil l'kedusha. The asu osam kener shem emigdash shu asar afilu lemitzvah afilu lekedusha. So the Rav asked the obvious question: ner shem emigdash has a din of hegdish, and therefore kodeshem you're not allowed to use it for anything, even for the sake of a mitzvah. But here, ner chanukah, with all due respect, there's only one that a chefetz shel mitzvah. There's an isur bizui, but if he's using it for another mitzvah, that should be mutter. So the answer is, Haneiros Halolu Kodesh, it means that they gave the Ner a din of Ner Shemimikdash, a din of Hegdash. And therefore it's also Mishum Anah. Anyway, just to make a long story short, for our purposes today, if you assume that there's an element here of Zechel HaMikdash, you begin to understand many different dimensions of Ner Chanukah, and one of them might be Hanochos HaMitzvah. And Anochos HaMitzvah means that the mitzvah is not the Maisa Adlok, as we said, but rather the Cheftz of the menorah in the Mikdash, or in the case of Ner Chanukah, Anochos HaMenorah, the Pesach Beis Omi Machutz. So if you fast forward here to page Resh Tzadi Vav in the same Sefer Harei Kedem, and this is my Chiddush, I wanted to say that this Shtickle Torah here is also based on this Chakira, whether it's the Chovas Maisa Gavra Vadloka, or whether it's the Din of the Cheftza of the Ner. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Midlika Cheres Shota V'Katan Lo Asa V'Lo Klum," because we paskin Hadloka Osa Mitzvah, so Cheres Shota V'Katan is not Hadloka. V'yesh Misha Omer Shemekatan Sheigil Achinuch Mutter. So you have a child who's 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever the age is, and he lights the Ner Chanukah, and we're all Yotze with his Ner Chanukah. Frekt above, I don't understand. If you take a look, fast forward to Tafresh Pei Tes, the Shulchan Aruch writes with regard to Mikra Megillah, Im Akore Cheresh Oshota El Katan Hashomeh Mimenu Lo Yotza. Here he doesn't add V'yesh Misha Omer Shemakat Negil Achinuch Yotza. So the Rav, by being medayik very carefully in two different seifim, in two different simonim in Shulchan Aruch, he comes to the following conclusion, that according to one daya, in the case of Chanukah, Kat Shigil Achinuch can light the Ner Chanukah, and we can be Yotze. The Bnei Abayis will be Yotze. But in the case of Megillah, then there's no one who would claim that a Kotten could read the Megillah and we could be Yotze by hearing his Megillah. And the Rav wants to understand the difference. Again, there's a long arichas here, but I'll just fast forward to the punchline. He says, U'yishuv zed nireh, he says, Chalak ner Chanukah be Mikra Megillah. He says, there's a fundamental difference between the two. Mikra Megillah motzi you through the Maisa Kriya, and you hear my Maisa Kriya. That's called Arevim Zelaz. But Eino Mechuyah v'dov, Eino motzi yasachem yidei chovasa. And therefore, a cotton is not a mechuyah b'davar. Ula b'ner Chanukah, ein hamadlik motzi upoter asacher yidei chovasa. Meaning, it's not a ma'isa gavra that the ma'isa gavra, the cotton, is related to the gadol, because then you have a problem that his ma'isa is not a he's not a bar chiyuva. El di etzem haner. He doesn't use the word chefta, but I would use the word chefta. Etzem haner bebeso. That's the key of a mitzvah. In other words, if I'm part of this bias, if there's a ner in the bias, then I'm yotze. V'lo be'inan ella maisad loka sheyachal al yada shem shel ner chanuk. All we need is a maisad loka, not for the sake of a maisad loka, but the purpose and the goal, the end zone of the maisad loka is to create a ner chanuk. And therefore he says that Cheresh Shotev Katan, they're not capable of creating a Chefta Shal Ner Chanukah, therefore we can't be Yotze. Al Kain Svir Leila Shulchan Aruch, the Kol Zehu Dafka B'Katan Shalo Yigia L'Chinuch, Eino Klal Bar Hadlok, Al Katan Shal Yigia L'Chinuch, Af Al Gav, Di Eino Choshev Bar Chiyuva, L'Gabi Godol, his Chiyuv is only Chinuch, I will sof bar chiyuva mikri legabi chinuch v'adloka shalom mahava ner chanaka. He says that although a katan is not capable of what would in universal terms be considered a maisa mitzvah because he's not a bar chiyuva, but his chinuch is enough to create a chefta shal ner chanaka. I was thinking that maybe the other day in the Shulchan Aruch holds that chinuch is an obligation incumbent on the father, not on the child. I don't know. But he says, "In kein miyushav heitev stiras hashulchanot, the gabi mikra begila stam sasam." Excuse me, the Shulchanot doesn't even mention the doesn't raise, he doesn't blink an eyelash about the possibility of a katan shegila chinuch being motzi a gadol in mikra begila. He says, "Shiny mikra begila, the katan tzarch lahotzi achem al yinei chovas his maisa kri has to relate to others, and he's not a barach yuva." Masha'enken, in the case of Ner Chanukah, there we only need the cotton to create a Cheftzeshel Ner Chanukah. The cotton has the capacity, if he's Gil Chinuch, to do that much of a Maisad Loka that can engender a Shem Cheftzeshel Ner Chanukah.
You can read that into the Lashon of the Rambam, which was bothering you before. The Rambam said, Madlikim, I forget the exact
word. Yeah, I'll read it to you. Umadlikim bahem haneros.
Right. It doesn't say Madlik. So the Madlikim bahem, it should be lit.
Right.
So therefore, Kadin, he's lighting it, so you have lit candles.
Right. Maybe Madlikim means only as a means to an end.
Maybe. To an end.
But again, keep in mind, the Rav's diuk was that it should have said that his kiruch hachom shvos hador blah 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 blah. Yimei simcha v'halil v'hadlok asaner. That the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam doesn't say that these days are days of hadlaka. He says umadlika b'hemaner. It's very strange language.
Is Shulchan quoting the Rambam association, or is there somebody else?
No, I don't know. If you have a chance, I don't.
He doesn't say. He just says Yeshmi. I'm just wondering whether or not.
But I'm sure the Mishnah Berurah, somebody will point out who says it. I don't have it in front of me.
What about it? Is it cutting it motzi him with brachas also?
Yeshmi shomer. It's probably, you know, like the Kolbo or the Orchas Chaim. You know what I'm saying? Yeshmi.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, Alan. What were you saying?
What about the brachas? On
in this case or in general? Well, you asking a general question about the brachas in Echanuk, or in this particular case with the cotton? Well, let's first break down your question into two parts. First, is there a gadol available to make the bracha? Meaning, the Rambam, I'm sorry, this is the Yesh Mishomer in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Yesh Mishomer doesn't tell you that the gadol is even there. Like, he might be very far away.
But then again,
now your question would be, can the cotton make a bracha?
Yeah, the question is, does the cotton make the bracha? And if he does make the bracha?
Now I'd ask the other flip side of your question. What happens if the gadol is there? Who should make the bracha? So again, there are two questions here. We could break Dan Allen's question into two snifim. Number one, if the katan is there and the gadol is not there, does the katan make a bracha? And the answer to that, and again, you can ask a lavdish question, but in practical terms, for sure the katan is going to make a bracha. Why is the katan going to make a bracha? Because even if the gadol lit the Ner Chanukah for himself, the cotton is lighting his own Ner Chanukah, he would still make a bracha. That's called chinuch.
That's right.
Oh. But you're asking on a lavdishal level, with the bracha of the cotton, insofar as he's chayv and chinuch, would that be related to the gadol? And I think that's a it's a lumpish question. It's a theoretical question. I don't think it's a practical question, because Lamaisa, the Gadol, was already Yotze, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, according to the Eish Mishael Omer. And whether or not the bracha was recited on the Ner Chanukah or just on the mitzvah of Chinuch is irrelevant. But I think a more relevant question would be the flip side. What happens if the Gadol is there? Who should make the bracha? Meaning, on the one hand, the Katan is making the bracha b'toras chinuch, but on the other hand, he's creating a chefta shel ner chanukah, and the bnei habayis are going to be yotze with that mitzvah of hadlaka. Maybe they or one of them should make the bracha. That's I think a very fundamental question. I gave a shiur here at 8 o'clock yesterday, and anyone who can't come to my shiur an hour before mincha, because I don't give a shiur an hour before mincha, is invited to join me an hour before shachar. Actually, it's only 45 minutes before shachar. Anyway, that was just a public relations announcement. But what I spoke about yesterday is a fascinating chiddush of the Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden. He lived about 4 centuries ago. And he wants to be a chiddush that if you don't make the bracha on Ner Chanukah, then you're not yotzei in the midst of Ner Chanukah. Because he claims that Ner Chanukah back in the day was used, any Ner was used, they didn't have electricity, they used it with Tzarkon. And he proves from the Sugya and Shabbos that you're not Yotze with a Ner Chanukah unless it's absolutely Nikar. It's got to be crystal clear that this is not with Tzarkon. And according to the Yaivitz, the only method by which I can establish that this Ner is a Ner Chanukah, it's a Ner Mitzvah, not a Ner with Tzarkon, is through the Brach. So then, Al, your question becomes even more profound. Who can the Katan establish this Ner? Well, again, according to Rav Soloveitchik, that it's a Ner, it's a Cheshel Ner Chanukah, then you'd have to say, according to the Yaivitz, if you combine all this together, that his bracha, that the Katan's bracha, even though, or insofar as he's Chayv Chinuch, is able to create this Hekera, that this Ner is a Ner Chanukah. If you don't want to go that far, you want to say that the Yesh Mishael Omer is adding a condition here, which doesn't say, obviously, that when can the Katan be motzi the whole Bnei Bayis? That's only if there's a Gadol there who's reciting the bracha. Because if you accept the Maru Ketziah, that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden, then you have to assume that there's a bracha that generates the Cheftza Shel Ner Chanukah. But I don't think that's what the Yesh Mishael Omer is saying. I think they're saying that the Katan himself could create a Cheftza Shel Ner Chanukah.
The Be'er Gadol says it's the Ron B'Shem Bala Yitra.
Okay. I knew it was one of these, you know, like the Kolba and the Orchis Chaim and the Balaitur, you know, one of those chaps, you know, because they always come up with interesting chidushim. The last thing I found here in the Hare Kedem, which I thought was fascinating, it might again fit into this concept of a chefta, is the following question: are you chayav in Ner Chanukah if you're on a boat? You're traveling on a boat. So if you remember, the Brisa says, Tan Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Ner Ish U Beso. So Rashi, later on the Sugya of Sha'asa Nisim, the Gemara there on Chaf Gimel addresses the following question. Haroa Ner Chanukah. In other words, we're talking about someone who didn't light the Ner Chanukah, but he sees the Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara establishes, and I think it's the name of Rav Sheshes, I don't remember, I don't have a Gemara here, that, actually I do have a Gemara here, because we're learning Masechta Shabbos this year. That reminds me of one time the Rav was saying a whole shtickle Torah in the Shia, and he asked for a Gemara Gittin. So they said, Rebbe, we're learning Gittin, it's right in front of you. Everybody cracked up. The reason why the Rav didn't remember that he was learning Gittin is because for the Rav, you know, he was learning Shas, he wasn't learning Masechta Gittin. But anything, so you take a look here on Chaf Gimel, if you don't mind doing me that favor. So I think it's Rav Sheshes or whoever it is, Rav Zera, who says that a Roa Ner Chanukah is Chayv Levarech Sha'asa Nisan. No, there are two mitzvahs in Ner Chanukah. There's Hadlaka and there's Re'iyah Saner. Now Rashi is bothered. Rashi says, what do you mean he's Mevarech Sha'asa Nisman Re'iyah? He already made that bracha when he lit it. So Rashi looks for Hechatimtza, where he couldn't make, or he didn't make the bracha on Re'iyah. I'm sorry, he didn't make the bracha on what? On Hadlaka, and he's only being Mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So Rashi gives one answer, he gives many answers, but one of his answers, Kigon Shemahalich B'Sfina. So imagine your boat is taking off, Well, how do you say that in English? Embarking? Is this such a word?
Disembarking.
Disembarking. So the boat is disembarking. And now you look out of the window of your boat, right? You're on a cruise, right? And you see a Ner Chanukah up there on the shore, you know, because one of the people living in the Budka is a Jew who's lighting Ner Chanukah. So Rashi says he makes a bracha shasa nisa. So Rav Soloveitchik asks, why can't he light an Ner Chanukah on the boat? So you and I would answer, because they don't allow him. You know, that's a security issue. They'll throw him overboard if he lights an Ner Chanukah. But Rav Soloveitchik gave a different answer, that Ner Yishu Beso and a Sfina is not a bias. But you see something very interesting. I would have said that Ner Yishu Beso means that the mitzvah is hadloka, but you have to light. Where do you light? You light in the bayis. But the Rav is going a step further. He's saying that the heft of the bayis is the precondition to the chiv. Meaning that if, let's say, you're a homeless person, Rachmana Litzlan, right? Then according to Rav Soloveitchik, in that Rashi, you would have to go out and buy a bayis or rent a bayis in order to fulfill your mitzvah. Like, for example, let's say Esrog. I don't have an Esrog. So therefore, I'm potter for the mitzvah. Torah says, if you don't have an esrog, go out and get one. So now what we're saying is that the precondition for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is owning a bias, whatever a bias means. Okay, that itself is hours and hours of work to define what a bias is. But whatever it is, a sfina is not a bias. How he has money for a sfina, but he doesn't have money for a bias, I don't know. I guess the cruises then were a little cheaper than they are today. Or he got a special deal for holiday season. Anyway, so he's on this boat, and he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. But the Gemara says he gets a mitzvah for Iyah. So Rav Soloveitchik says, you see, that the bias is the precondition. And based on this, he explains the Ran equates Ner Chanukah with Mezuzah. So the Rav says, what kind of equation is it? And the Rav says, because just like in Mezuzah, the precondition of the Chiyuv, what generates the Chiyuv is the bias, so too in Ner Chanukah, it's the bias that generates the Chiyuv. And if that be the case, Rav also, it fits very well with the other Shtickle Torah. That's what I wanted to add about Zechel and Migdash. That if Reb Chaim is right, then according to the Rambam Shita, the mitzvah is that the Heichal should be equipped with a Ner Shebe Migdash, with a Ner in the menorah. And if we assume that Zechel and Migdash means that Chanukah also means the bias has to be equipped with a Ner Chanukah, then the whole Mechayev is the bias. Just like the Heichal is Machayev Hadlokas Ner, so too Bias is Machayev Ner Chanukah. And it's very interesting because there seem to be many dinim that apply to Ner Chanukah that really are rooted, are anchored in the fact that the Bias is now equipped with a Ner Chanukah. I'll give you an example. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the Noshim had a Minog. I've never actually seen this meeting, maybe you have, that during the time that the Ner is Doluk, they don't do Malacha. And that's Halach in Migdash, because in Migdash, during the Avodah, there was no, again, even though Halach is not an Avodah technically, but there was an Isur Malacha. So very interesting that maybe the bias itself, once you light a Ner, I mean, this is something for Darshanim. I know Alan likes Darshanim, the only good Darshanim. So to get a good grade for Alan is, you know, you have to know about Pischa Shel Gehenim and then the three places on earth and then so on. But a good Drasha he appreciates. So you could really Darshan here. I'm not joking. I hold this as serious drush that the bias itself during the time that the Ner is Doluk becomes a Migdash Ma'at. And maybe that's why there's a mitzvah, or at least a minog, to light Ner Chanukah where? In the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses is a Migdash Ma'at. Now, I was always wondering, you know, when the women didn't do Malacha during that time period, what happens after a half hour? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that, you know, if let's say, what was the case where he put out the candle? It slipped my mind right now. But anyways, the case in which he wanted to put out his candles, maybe he was leaving or so. So the Shulchan Aruch says that after a half hour, he's allowed to deliberately extinguish the candles. And the mitzvah Pirsa Menes is only for that half hour. That's always my proof that the Mechaber was not a brisker. Because the briskers, I don't know if you know about this, the brisker Rav used to light Neros that would last way past midnight. Because he held that Achet Tichle Regel Manashuk was only true in their days, and in our days there are people in the Shuk, so we have to extend the Achet Tichle Regel Manashuk. So you got to get these gigantic, you know, 72-hour candles, you know. Okay.
Why can't if somebody on a scene of be considered a bias? He's renting the quarters that he has for that period of time that he's there, and if it's an extended, it's not just an overnight thing, but he's going to be there for a week on a cruise or something.
Right. So cruise is not a bias. I'll tell you why. For that, you have to learn sugyas in Bava Basra, because anything that moves. Is not considered mechubra lekarka, and it doesn't have the status of a bias. Although there's a Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos about egos. What's it called? Egos tzofal gabi mayim. So you got as egos bekli tzofal gabi. And the Gemara declares, what's the relationship between the egos and the kli? Is it stationary in the kli, or since the kli is moving, therefore the egos is moving? Anyway. That was just al derech
so the cruise that you're not yotzer, a person on a cruise during Hanukkah is not not yotzer with
yeah, hopefully he could see derech Hanukkah, you know.
You're in the middle of the ocean there, not near the
yeah, hopefully he's not on the Titanic.
Rabbi Berzin Shabbos Shuvadrash, it's only this way Bob Avera go on the cruise.
No, Rabosai, I honestly and truthfully believe that I found a great source for the difference between a Chovas Maisa Gavra and a Chiv in the Cheft. And nobody showed this to me. I found it on my own. Because I'm a big fan of this sugya. I love this sugya. It's at the end of Avodah Zarah. It's the sugya of Tfilas Kelim. So the Gemara establishes here that Sheulim, that if you borrow Kelim, you're not Chayev in the mitzvah of Tvilas Kelim. And Tosis makes the following comment. Abel She'ulim lo. This is on Dafayin Hamid Beis. Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yisrael Sheshal Kli Mi Yisrael Chavero. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Shmuel and Tosis, the Gemara is discussing a case where you borrowed a Kli from a guy. And She'elo is not considered a Kinyan to generate a Chiyuv of clay tashmisho, of clay seuda that a chayv in tefillah. In other words, the precondition for the chiyuv of tefillah's kelim is that you own the kli, and she'el is not considered ownership. Says Tosfos, that's only if he borrowed from whom? From a guy. Aval, he says, sha'al Yisrael, kli mi Yisrael chavero, Shechavero, the one who's the mashil kano mi'akum, and he didn't subject it to what? To tvila, tzarech tvila. He's chayim in tvila. Now wait a second. If there's a logical inconsistency here, because the first premise is that you're only chayim in tvila when you're an owner. The second premise is that she'ela is not ownership. So what difference does it make whether I borrow it from Yisrael or I borrow it from a guy? In both cases, I'm not the owner of the kli, because she'ela is not considered bialus. Zoktoismus, and I want to make this into a chakira, he says, kevan she'boli de'chiv tvila biyad Yisrael arishon chayav. Boli de... Oh, exactly. I hold it. This is a beautiful example of a chiyuv cheftza, meaning that once the first Yisrael purchased the kli, the chiyuv is in the cheftza of the kli, and therefore when I pick up the kli as a third person, so there's the guy, there's Yisrael, and there's the second Yisrael. The first Yisrael was kone the kli, and therefore the chiyuv was engendered. What does that have to do with the second Yisrael? He doesn't own the kli, he's only a shoel. The answer is that the chiyuv tefilas kelim is determined and generated by the kli itself. So once it's bali de chiyuv b'Yisrael, b'yad Yisrael rishon, the chiyuv engenders a status in the kli, and therefore the sheni is chayv in tefil. Now, if this be the case, Rabosai, I think maybe I begin to understand a piece in the Torah's run. You remember I'm a big fan of the Torah's run. His name is Pomeranchik, and he was the Talmud of Brisker Rav. He has a sefer called Torah's run on Masechta Peah. I mean, this part is on Masechta Peah. And he speaks about the din of Meiser. In Meiser, there's something called a Ptur Hefker. So, for example, I own the fruits as they're growing on the tree. And at some point, we have to figure out exactly at what point, I was mafkir my peros. And I'm parted from Meiser. And the Gemara in different places derives this halach from two different psukim. One Yalfusa is from the pasuk Uba HaLevi, meaning that you designate this as Maisa so the Levi could come and take it. Yatza Hefker, Hefker is excluded because Yadcha V'Yado Shavim. There's no difference between the Levi and everyone else. At the moment you make it Hefker, anyone could come and take it. So it's not in any way designated as Momen Levium. That's one drasha called Uba HaLevi. The ode, and he tells you where to look up all these drushes. The ode, Nafkala Mikra, it says Tfuas Zarecha. Zarecha Miyuchad Lecha Velo Shel Hefker. So the author of this Sefer, the Torah Zohar, wants to understand why do we need two psukim, two yalfuses, to derive the same tour of Hefker. And he wants to say that they're two different halachas with many nafkaminas. He says the following: Haptur shel uba halevi hu beguf haperos. What term would we use then? He's not using it. Chefta, it's in the chefta of the peros. Because what? When can the peros and which peros qualify as meiser? Only if it's uba halevi, that the levi has rights to come and take it. But midi diyadcha v'yado shavim, in the case of hefker, that these payrolls are accessible or takeable for the asking to anyone, is poka truas of maestros. Masha enkin aptur de tvua sarecha, hu ptur bechiv habailim. It's as far as the bailim are concerned. They're only chayav if it's tvua sarecha, meaning if it's there, they have personal ownership. Aval ptur ze eino chal beguf haperos veino mafkia guf haperos mitruvas emaisrus. So here he introduces another chakira, which I think we touched upon many months ago, but I don't know if we ever did an adequate job on the difference between a hafka and a ptur. Hafka means that you actually change the object in such a way that it's completely off the charts, it's off the radar screen as far as that mitzvah, as far as that chiyuv is concerned. A ptur means that there is a mitzvah inherent. It's not mufka, but you're potter. So he wants to say that in hefker there are two dinim. There's one din of hefker that's mafkia, the peros, and that's a complete hafka and the cheftza of the pri. And then there's a din in the ptur agavra as far as his chiyuv hafrosh. So what's the nafkemino? He says the following: Hanafkaminu bein tolush lemechuba. He says the ptur of uba levi eino ela betolush. Again, he answers many questions on this basis, which if we have time, we should really go through. But I don't know if I have time right now. Why? What happens tolush? What happens the moment that he harvests the fruit from the tree or from the ground? Is ba'osa shah shaycha b'chalos chumas emaisrus. Because the law is that if you're mafresh trumas of maisers, something that's mechuba lekark, I say harei zu truma, harei zeh maiser, that's meaningless. It's only after the ktsira, when it becomes tolush, then and only then is there trumas of maisers. And he says that since the ptur of hefker that's derived from uba halevi is chal in the gufa peros, that's only in peros that lend themselves to trumas of maisrus, meaning shaycha b'hem chalos trumas of maisrus. Because hakra mayri b'bias halevi, the levi comes and he collects that which is coming to him, the maiser, lito of maisrus. The oz, after it's itolush, then we have to have an exclusive right of the levi, otherwise it's put for maiser because it's hefker. Yotze hefker she yodcha v'yado shavim. Aval behefker v'mechubar lo be'inon yodcha v'yado shavim. Because again, the peros now, as long as they're mechubar, don't lend themselves to a chalos trumas of maisrus, and therefore nothing can be chal on this peros that would exclude them from trumas of maisrus. Mashenken, he says, in contrast, haptur de tvuas zaracha, which we said is a ptur of the bailim. That's a general, overall ptur in Afrashas Trumas and Maisras. Vugam came b'mechubar. Meaning what the Torah is saying is that when you cut down these Maisras, you're not going to be chayav in Trumas and Maisras because they're not yours. It's not Tvua Zaracha. It's not Miyuchad Lecha. So again, the first nafka between these two drushes and these two dinim is mechuber versus tolush. That whereas hefker can only be chal as a p'tur in tolush, the p'tur gavra of tvua zaracha can be chal even be mechubar. And the second afkabina would be im hifkir kama v'chazar v'zochaba. He says the following, that when the p'tur of uba levi kicks in, and that's a p'tur in the gufa peros, which we call afka, then even if later on he would be zocha in these peros, he would still remain potter, because the hefker is chal in the peros, and it's mafkir in the peros. Mashenkin, he says, as far as the p'tur of zaracha, there, it's only a p'tur, but nothing has changed in the peros. So Kol's mind, it's not zaracha, it's hefker. He's potter, but im chazav is zochaba, is Avrinon the Chayav Lahafrish. Does everybody follow this? A brilliant Chiddush. Again, you have to see the way he develops it here and answers so many kashas with this. He's saying that as far as Hefker, that's derived from Ubal Levi, once that Hefker is Chal, even Chazav Vizachabo, he still remains Potter, because the Ptur is in the Guf HaChefetz. And now he's Mafkir the Chefetz from Trus and Maisrus. Masha'en came in the case of Tua Zaracha, that Ptur is only in the Gavra, that p'tur is chal already b'mechubar. If afterwards at some subsequent point he decides to be zocha in the hefker, he's cancelled out the hefker and the p'tur is gone, and now he's chayav in trumas and mais because there was never afka in the guf haperos. And in the middle of this he has a discussion about Rabbeinu Tam l'gabei lakuach. The din is that if you purchase grains, then you're potter from trumas and maisrus. And he wants to suggest that that p'tur is again only in the gavra, but it's not in the heft of the pri, because as opposed to hefker, which is chal, hefker is chal in the dinim in the pri itself, lakuach is just a question of who owns it, but nothing changes as far as the heft is concerned. And this has to be combined with the sugya nedarim about whether it's hatfasa in hefker. I don't know if you're familiar with that. He doesn't mention that, but...
Right. What about when you say you can't make a truma or a truma semaisis be one of truma kubur, but you can take a netter that this will be the truma when it came up, can't you?
Right, but the netter would require that when the time comes, yes, and after it becomes tolls, you go ahead and you mafresh truma semaisis
from this part.
Correct, but it wouldn't be an automatic afrasha, meaning you can't be mafresh truma when it's mechubur. And finally, just a chaparai before mincha, I found something interesting here in Rav Chaim Scheinberg, Mishmeres HaChayim, as far as lishma. In certain cases, you need a machsheves lishma. For example, when you create tzitzis, in Siman Yud Aleph in Shulchan Aruch HaChayim, it says that you need lishma. When you write a get, you need lishma. And according to one Mandi Omar, and maybe we paskin like that Mandi, I don't know, that's a big to-do, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and you have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah. Just like in tviyas tzitzis, you have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, in get you have to have kavana l'shem baal zev, you know, Reuven ben Shimon, and isha zu. So the Mishmeres HaChayim asks the following. The Mechaber in Simon Yud Aleph, with regard to tzitzis, he writes, Chayav lomar b'peh, v'lo rak yachshov b'liba. When you weave together the chutim and make tzitzis out of it, you have to say out loud, this is l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Like, I don't know if you've ever been in a bakery where they make matzahs. You know, they run around yelling English, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. If you don't have earplugs, you can get that from. So the Mishnah Bura over there in Sima Kuf Aleph asks the following question, which he leaves Bitzarach in. He says, Afilu b'di'eved? What's the din if he had Lishma in his mind, in his lathe, but he didn't declare it b'peh? Does that mean that the tzitzis are not kosher? He says, Gabi mitzvah strichas kavana, ain't sarach lomar b'peh. El sagile b'mashe yichavein b'limo. If a person has the feeling, the intention that this should be for the sake of the mitzvah, that's sufficient. He doesn't have to go around yelling and screaming l'shem mitzvah. So what's the difference between the two? Why does the Mechaber insist that in the case of tzitzis, he's got to say it b'peh? Says Rav Scheinberg, again, he doesn't use the language of of Gavran Cheftza, but I think that's what he's referring to. He says, Hanira Poshet, V'yesh L'chalik B'neim, D'gabi L'shma B'tzitzis, HaKavona Mashvele L'hechsher Tzitzis B'gufa Tzitzis, HaLishma Po'eles Dinim B'gufa Chefetz, Ubazam reading the lifol chelos dinim b'chefetz lo sagi v'masha choshev belibo elbin and dafka sheyotzi b'sfasav masha enki gami mitzvah suchas kavana hakavana ena poelis chalos dinim b'chefetz el hakavana be'inon kedesha gavra. That's my addition. Yekayves mitzvaso. So in other words, the requirement of kavana, if you hold mitzvah suchas kavana, is in the kiyuma mitzvah, but not in the cheftza shel mitzvah. And therefore, he says that lo be'inon sheyomar b'peh v'sagi v'mashu choshe v'libo she'osas ha-mitzvah l'shem kiyuma mitzvah. So I thought that this might be another example to demonstrate the difference between a chovas gavra and a chovah klapi l'cheftza, that in order to make tzitzis into tzitzis, I have to change the very nature and the character of the tzitzis. There are, you know, we upgrade the standards and the requirements for lishma in creating this new entity. He doesn't mention get, but I was recently, unfortunately, had a, you know, I was present, I wasn't an aide, but I was present at a get, and I noticed that they were yelling Lishma, you know, when the sofa was writing the get, and I thought that this is a bunch of crazies, like, why are they doing such a thing? But maybe the Lishma is chal and the gufo should get. There's a get that's Lishma, and there's a get that's shalom Lishma. In fact, the Rambam seems to assume that if the Baal receives the get into his hands and then he's mevatel the get, the lishma is gone. And he says, Hare get zev batel, and he can no longer give this get. You have to rewrite the get. So it seems that the lishma is chal in the goof, cheftza shall get. And therefore it has to be bepeh, maybe. I don't know. Again, I'm not coming to introduce new chumras here, but I'm just saying theoretically you might need bepeh. So then a thought occurred to me on the first mission in Zvachim is that there's a din of stam and lishma in Zvachim. And I don't get it. According to what Rav Scheinberg is saying here, what's pshat stam and lishma? Stam and lishma can only tell you that until I know otherwise, I can assume that all the avod of the shechita was done l'shem zevach. And not, you know, for chulin. But the peh he didn't have. So how does stam and lishma work? After all, the lishma is chal in the gufa shel karma. There's a karma that has to be nikrav lishma. But does Kodim Zvizim mean that they actually yell it out? I don't know. It says Stam and Lishma. It sounds like, you know, we don't know what the Kohen has in mind, but we assume that the Kohen had in mind Lishma. That would be great in the case of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, where you're not changing the nature of the object. But in the case of Kodshim, where the Chalos Lishma is Chal the Gufish Al Karvan. So I would like to say the following. Again, this is wild. That there are tzvei dinim in Lishma and Karban. One is in the actual Hakdasha, when he was Magdish the Behema. And then there's a din of Bishas Avoda that has to be Lishma. The first Lishma changes the nature of the Behema. In other words, when he says, Hare Zu Ola, then the Kodshe, the Kedushas Ola, is Chal on the Gufo Shel Karban. The lishma that the Mishnah is talking about is a whole different lishma. That's a lishma in the Avodas HaGavra. The cheft itself, the behemoth itself, is already mikdash b'kedushas hazeva by virtue of the afrasha. I don't need another lishma to engender a change in the object. That's why, for example, there's me'ila even before the Avodas HaKarmon, because the chal shem kedusha and karmon is chal in the behemah. El what is a din in the avoda that the avoda has to be lishma? That's already a chi of gavra, and for that you can apply the principle of stam lishma. You don't need the pay. He doesn't have to yell out that this is l'shem.
There's a
raya
for that.
Yeah. Oh, good. But if Daniel's quoting a raya, I'm in good shape. That's rare, by the way.
How can the machshav pass? Pickle is machshava. That can pass.
Right. So the flip side should be true. If machshava poselis, then machshava should be in a positive sense of kiyuma mitzvah. All right. So we'll stop here for today. And I don't know. It could be we won't see Herb. So we'll wish him far good to hate and enjoy the sun over there.
The machshava is
sun tati machshava.
It's only one way. Right, like Tumu, what Tumu is, what you do, Marzin.
Could be.
why isn't that? Maybe they're talking about Shmuel. They're talking about. They're not talking about a korban.
Using this. What do you say?
Maybe they're talking about korban yochid. They're not talking about Shmuel. They're talking about is l'shem bala, zeba. So you know, alachatos. I mean, the need for Shmuel really is not just the fact that it's a Kedushas korban, but it's a Kedushas korban for his.
Yep.
Can I leave?
You have to go.
Can I leave?